In Los Angeles, a Tesla towed from a Hollywood Hills street sits at a city tow yard. On September 8th of 2025, workers noticed a powerful odor. The LAPD opens up the front truck of this Tesla, which is referred to as a frunk, and finds human remains. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner identifies the victim as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez of Lake Elsinore. The car? It is registered to a rising singer who performs as David. His legal name is David Anthony Burke. And as of this recording, he has not been arrested or charged, and police have not named a suspect. This isn't even a murder investigation. Right now, it's being referred to as a death investigation that could become a homicide or something else entirely. The popular singer's fan base, along with Celeste's family, awaits to see if charges will be filed. Will this be David's last dance? This video released this year, not a good look right now, but artistry is not a crime. Public appearance is not a conviction of guilt. And perhaps it's just bad timing. But we'll explore this video of him putting a body in the trunk of his car to the real-life crime playing out attached to his name. I'm Melissa on this ep of Killer Jeans, The Trunk, The Singer, and The Teen, from TikTok to tragedy, starting with what we know, what we don't know, the science, and what the law says to the artist and the internet that is completely blowing up everyone sleuthing. Let's get into it. They want justice. They want answers.
What stands out to you about his personality?
What's the family want most of all?
You were just the last person to see her.
There's an arrest warrant. In Lee.
You have a lot of weighty accusations.
What we know is that there was a severely decomposed body found inside of a bag inside the trunk of a Tesla that belonged to the singer named David, the victim, 15-year-old Celeste Hernandez. The medical examiner later identified the remains as the teenage girl, but the cause and manner of death, it was referred pending further investigation, partly because the decomposition, well, it makes it harder, not impossible. And also, toxicology is possible as well, but it just makes it harder to determine the cause of death, especially when it comes to the fact that there was some kind of dismemberment. We don't know what they have and what they don't have, but it's critical when it comes to piecing together the cause of death. Now, the registration of the car was traced back to the singer David. The singer is referred to just as David in the public eye, but his real full name is David Anthony Burke. Police executed a search warrant at this Hollywood Hills home where he had been staying. It was once owned by actress Halle Berry, and it was actually leased in his manager's name. And it's unknown if the manager was staying at the house or if it was just David, who was coming in, who was coming out, but we do know that there were a bunch of security cameras along the outside of the property, and that's normal with a multi-million-dollar property such as this, especially in the location of the Hollywood Hills where it's located. News cameras, they saw a bunch of investigators coming in and out this month of September, removing a bunch of bags of evidence and computers. And at this point, they're probably also looking for any kind of traces of blood, special technologies that they could use to see if a crime was committed inside the house and then if it moved to a later location. Now, authorities emphasize that they are waiting on forensics and no suspect has been named. They're looking for indications, right? Not only of these blood traces, but communication. Any and all physical and digital forensics, that will be the base of this case. Plus footage from security cameras, not only at the house, but also street cams. People that were coming and going, neighbors who have security cameras. Every neighbor on that block is going to have their own security cameras because it was such a nice area, all of them multi-million dollar properties. Every single neighbor is going to have footage for police to draw from just to see the comings and goings to identify, you know, the relationship, if anything. Now, Celeste, she was reported missing on April 5th of 2024 when she was just 13 years old. Seemingly, as a teenager around this time, she had been coming and going in and out of her family home, which she was living in Lake Elsinore at the time, which is 75 miles away from the Hollywood Hills location where she was hanging out or living. So that's a really far distance for someone that wasn't driving yet. And there are reports of the family talking to a tabloid publication saying that she did come and go and she did run away from home and they didn't know her whereabouts many times before she was finally reported missing for the last time, April 5th of 2024. When it comes to the police investigation, something huge stood out to them. It was a tattoo on Celeste's right index finger. It's a word reading S-H-H-H. So obviously it's popular among a lot of artists. But here's the thing. To me, it's also code for secrets, secretive behaviors. I mean, maybe there's a trend and it means something completely different, but it's still kind of like, I know something that you don't. And for her, it was inked in red. The singer David also has it on one of his fingers. So they have matching tattoos, the singer and this teenage girl. This is an observational link indicating some kind of relationship, right? It wasn't just coincidence. Now, in the days after identifying Celeste, David was on tour. But once it all surfaced and the headlines were made, all remaining U.S. dates and some of the overseas shows that he had, they had since been either removed or canceled from ticketing sites. And the artist and his team have been said to fully be cooperating with police in this investigation right now. So those are now the ridgeline established facts that we already know. What's missing and what's unconfirmed and what's being buzzed about online is so much deeper. There's a flood of online claims surfacing as the internet and fans do, full-blown sleuthing here. And what we know is sometimes it really does help, right? I mean, the hit documentary Don't Fuck With Cats is probably my favorite documentary of all time. I mean, animal activists and sleuths helped solve that case or did solve the case. But also I have to say, as a longtime correspondent, some of the sleuthing can also interfere with an investigation just by causing confusion and really slowing down an investigation. But this one, the sleuthing seems to be helping, a little top-notch, in my opinion. Some interesting tidbits that you can add along the timeline. Here's what is really interesting to me. On August 24th, there is a show clip posted. It's David performing on stage when he was in Maryland. And users are speculating that a person in the video standing behind him in the VIP area resembled Celeste. Now, the girl, I will say, she has a similar look. And she was also wearing a black tank top and jeans, the outfit that Celeste was wearing when she was found dead in the trunk of the car. So that would help with the timeline, right? Putting her alive August 24th. And then if she was found deceased and then ultimately in the tow truck yard 2 weeks later, when it comes to time of death, cause, when it happened, where it happened, I think the level of decomposition, the science and the forensics will really play a role in that. And I looked into it and, you know, decomposition to that degree, supposedly advanced in her case, could start within 5 days for many factors that I will get into in a little bit. So that means it could have been possible that she was seen alive if that was in fact her on that video, in that club, during that performance, and then just 2 weeks later found in the trunk of the car. And I just want to pause here because I know I'm speaking matter of fact, but I've spent 20 years as a crime correspondent. My entire existence has been working with victims or survivors of loved ones who have been murdered. And most of my life is talking to either the convicted on why they did it, and the loved ones, their families, of what was taken, what was lost, the lives that couldn't come to be. So if families or friends or fans are listening to this episode, I just want you to know that I'm doing it with utmost respect to try to piece together a timeline and figure out what happened. And for one second, I don't take for granted, and my heart is aching for Celeste's family. I mean, she was a beautiful 15-year-old girl. So I just want to put that out there. Now, right now, the LAPD, they're really investigating two separate paths, right? You have the death investigation being treated, I'm sure like a homicide, but still classified right now as a death investigation. And then you have the relationship, because there is a whole nother array of charges that can come, if not homicide, from just the context of the relationship between the singer and the teenage girl. Celeste Teacher appeared in a video stating that Celeste said she met a rapper on social media who lived in Los Angeles and she was going to see him. She disappeared for a month. She later returned and she was sharing stories about him to some of her friends, but then she vanished again, April of 2024, before that, and she was just never seen again. The video is widely shared online, and you know what? Right now, it's evidence. It's a huge piece of evidence, because that is evidence number one that she was telling people she was in a relationship. Then you have the mother's statement to TMZ saying that the daughter told her family, her mom and dad, her brother, she was dating a man named David. Evidence number two, linking them romantically. Also, her brother said the night that she went missing, never came home, she told the family that she was headed to a movie with her boyfriend, David. Also, there are third-party claims about Celeste having fake IDs. And then, of course, neighbors, not only around her neighborhood in Lake Elsinore, but in the Hollywood Hills home where she was said to be staying. One neighbor said it seemed like she lived there. She was there often enough. And then in the Elsinore area, there were people that said that they would see her getting into a black car from time to time, because it's a small community. I've actually been there. And there's certain locations that you hang out in, especially as teenagers. There's only so many places at that age. So legally speaking, any intimacy, even flirting, even sexting, which I think a lot of people don't realize, just sexting with someone of that age, 13 years old, 14 years old, it's a crime. And the penalties are much harsher when it comes to 13 versus 14 and up, because under California law, 13 is considered a child, and 14 and up, still a minor. But the penalties are just harsher. There are age classifications there when it comes to the degree of punishment. So that gets us into Act 3. Let's talk about the science. Could a body greatly decompose in just 2 weeks? And the short answer for you is yes, it can, especially in the heat. It is a Los Angeles summer, even though we're wrapping up towards September in most regions of the country, it would be wrapping up, but not in Los Angeles. We stay hot up until December in some cases, and especially when it comes to being inside a vehicle. Here's why. Heat, it amplifies decomposition. Parked cars, well, they can run 36 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than the ambient temperatures. And its elevated heat will accelerate it and also intensifies the odor, and it draws in insects, which this was new to me in researching this and talking to experts. I wasn't aware that this kind of heat also in an enclosed environment can still draw in insects, which plays a role in trying to find the cause of death and the decomposition and what is left to work with. So it's very plausible, if it was her in that video on August 24th, that the advanced composition could still take place from that two-week period until when she was discovered on September 8th. And that's critical information when it comes to a timeline, if there is going to be a trial or not for whoever ends up being arrested. Again, no one arrested, no one charged. When it comes to the law, what charges are even possible, right? There is a potential murder, the death itself, possible crimes involving a minor, even without a murder charge. Now let's talk about the first one, a homicide. Prosecutors can bring a homicide case without a known cause of death. That's very important. Now, there are so many no-body cases being prosecuted successfully. You have one here, but if the cause of death can never be determined with certainty, you can still move forward and prosecute a case. And there's also no rush, and I think that's what the LAPD is doing. I've worked with them for over a decade, and, you know, there's been cases where the defense can really spin a case, and so you have to be methodical. You have to take your time. You have to have the right person and the right charges, and remember, there's no statute of limitations for murder. Now, when it comes to that other section, the other path that can be taken about the relationship, right? The communications with Celeste will be a major framework. So these are general California statutes often discussed in cases involving alleged adult minor sexual conduct and grooming. So you have the physical contact, right? Short of intercourse, that would not meet this statute. So it's lewd acts with a minor under 14. Any lewd act with a child under 14 is done with sexual intent, and it doesn't require intercourse. So that would not be statutory rape. That would just be lewd acts or child molestation. Sending harmful matter to a minor, which basically means communicating images, wording, sexting, as you would say, like anything that could be insinuating any kind of sexual relationship or even the intention to, that is illegal. Contacting a minor to commit a felony, communicating with a minor with the intent is seen as a felony. Prosecutors would need digital forensics on this. Now, there are some reports that they met as early as when she was 11 years old on Discord. So those chats, the phones, the location data, everything, the cloud would need to come together with that data to prove that that was the case. And just because they met at 11 years old, if that's true, there has to be context to the relationship. I want to move into the fourth act right now. I just want to talk about David the artist, some of his artistry, and of course, the internet. And this is interesting because the public conversation, it's been explosive. This will definitely be a documentary, if not conversion to scripted, because, you know, it is just, I think, the age bracket, the level of his success at such a young age, the online sleuthing. So the music video in February 2025, the official video, One More Dance, it's featuring the bloodied body being carried into a trunk. David is seen on camera. He is bloodied from head to toe in his outfit. He's putting a body in the trunk of his car. And it has drawn intense scrutiny since the tow yard discovery. This is artistry. It's not evidence, but is undeniably shaping perception. It's just ignorance or bad timing, or they just don't care, or maybe he's thinking, I have nothing to hide, it wasn't me. But then you have this unpublished leaked song called Celeste. Streaming surge for David after this case hit headlines. I don't know if you're shocked, I'm not, but the data outlets are reporting major spikes in streams for him, his follower count, his subscriptions, his streamings off the charts. Now, Spotify, there's this chart metric data that shows that he had 12 million Spotify streams in one single day. The artists bringing in the biggest daily stream downloads in one single day. And his numbers are spiking across all platforms, so obviously he's not hurting his career in any kind of way whatsoever. And it reminds me, this entire case, of one that I covered here in Hollywood. It's the case of Blake Leibel. I don't know if some of you remember that name, but it was this young guy, came from a wealthy family. He had success in his own right at a young age, and he was producing and writing, and he created this dark comic book. and he was a comic book creator of graphic novels, an author, right? So he had one narrative detailing a woman's brutal murder and dismemberment. And then not long after, his girlfriend was murdered in a strikingly similar way. What unnerves is not only the horror of the act itself, but the question beneath it all. Does art simply reflect the dark quarter of the mind, or can it lead one deeper into them? There is the freedom of the artist, creation without chains, but there is also the eerie phenomenon of parallels when the imagined leaks into lived reality. And at what point does artistic obsession stop being performance and start becoming prophecy? Is it evidence? Is it state of mind? Remember, Romantic Homicide, it was released back in 2022. Was it state of mind or merely the public stitching narrative from mere coincidence? This will be fascinated when it comes to how this all plays out. Again, it could be accidental and just a sloppy cover-up of someone who simply panicked and put her body in the trunk of a car because she overdosed or something else. It could be something entirely different, but it looks bad right now. So we'll have to see how it plays out. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Everyone has the right to a fair trial. And we're going to assemble the major milestones in this scenario. And that's why they're not rushing to arrest him, because it's a high-profile case. It involves a minor. They're going to be very cautious and they're going to be very careful. So you have all these elements that are coming into play. If it's not homicide that he's involved in whatsoever, will he be charged with child molestation, lewd acts, or even statutory rape if there was a proven relationship? It seems like they had some kind of relationship, sexual, who knows, but there was the relationship. And then next, you have the homicide in itself. He could have been across the globe in another country when this happened. We will have to see how it plays out. But someone related to him is involved. And now it comes down to the evidence hunt. The digital forensics, the phones, the laptop, Discord records, social media, the friends, the fans, the evidence, the manager, the location history, the cloud accounts, even deleted files, they can be recovered. All the metadata, as we know nowadays, it can all be recovered. If you're searching how to decompose a body, how fast does it take? Hello, it can all be recovered. We should all know this in 2025. Anything you search, I mean, I'm in true crime. I've been doing this for a decade. My search history, incredibly incriminating, but it's what I do for a living. But all of that can be retrieved. But all of these threads coming together for the LAPD, it will create some kind of charge, whether it's a no crime to a murder, child. And let me just stop there and say disposal of a body, failure to report a body in the state of California is only a misdemeanor. So a lot of people don't even go for that charge because it's so petty. They want the bigger picture of, is this a homicide? If not, was this a lewd acts with a minor charge? So all that is coming into play. Two paths to take that could be merging at one or could not. But as the speculation continues, this genre blending singer continues to stream and succeed in the charts during all of this. His career has not been impacted in any way. We have to send prayers and heartfelt thoughts to the family of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, going through this horrible phase of their life in public nonetheless, searching for answers. I know the LAPD is working very hard. That's why, according to my sources, they're being so tight-lipped and not saying anything at all, because they want to have the facts. They want to have the timeline. They want to get it right. Who's responsible? And I will continue to watch every piece of evidence and information that comes from this story. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening to Killer Jeans.